On January 18, 1908, 12-year-old Roy Stokes died attempting to save three young girls who had fallen through thin ice.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
It was about 9 o'clock in the morning in the village of Carl, Indiana County, Pennsylvania. The Kenley sisters, Sarah, Lorena, and Charlotte, ages 13, 12, and 8, were picking their way across one end of a frozen reservoir near their home. The 2-inch thick ice collapsed under them, and the three girls, all non-swimmers, were plunged into frigid water 9 feet deep. Stokes, who was skating near the other end of the reservoir some 400 feet away, realized what had happened and sped toward where the girls had fallen in, even though he knew the ice in the area was unsafe. Lying face down on the reservoir's frozen surface, he managed to pull Lorena out of the water and onto the ice. However, when they tried to reach the other two girls, both of them slipped back in. Their four bodies were discovered a half hour later. Stokes's father accepted a Carnegie Medal in honor of his son's bravery and a $1,000 death benefit, some of which he used to buy a house for his family.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero, visit carnegiehero.org.
I'm Barbara Seek Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.